Hello there and welcome to another Coffee with Colm. Thank you for joining me. Fighter jets don't have wing mirrors. I think that's a great phrase. Fighter jets do not have wing mirrors. And I presume the reason, apart from aerodynamics, is that the fighter jet pilot is focused in one direction only, and that's forward. At Pendulum Summit this year, Mandy Hickson, a former RAF fighter pilot, spoke. And her story was quite fascinating because they basically told her that women can't become fighter pilots, that all the tests had proven over the years that women couldn't become fighter pilots. Yet she aced all of her classes. However, when push came to shove, she was always knocked back through the rankings. And I just thought it appropriate to share some of Mandy Hickson's insights, given that we've just celebrated International Women's Day. But she persevered and she made it through, and she got through. And she got through with the help of some of her buddies. And something that she said from stage at Pendulum struck a chord with me. She said that fighter jets don't have wing mirrors because you are focused straight ahead and there's really no point in looking back. What's that got to do with you and me? Firstly, it's got to do with the fact that you and I need to keep moving forward. So it's something we should take note of. Every time we look in the rearview mirror, all we're doing is basically slowing down our progress. The problem, of course, is with no rearview mirror, there is a blind spot and the fighter pilot doesn't know what's going on behind him or her. So they tend to work in pairs and they basically keep an eye out for each other. Another good reason why you and I need a trusted buddy by our side, somebody who's willing to keep an eye out, look for danger signs and confront us if needs be, make sure that we're on the right track. And I just felt it appropriate to reflect on Mandy Hickson's achievements and the lessons that I took from her, given that we've just celebrated International Women's Day during the week. And such a powerful lesson to learn. First of all, a lady who decided years ago that she wanted to be a fighter pilot was told no, couldn't happen. And yet persevered. And when it got to the end, it was her buddies who took her through. She said that she failed at the last hurdle each time, but her buddies took her through in that they went out on literally on push bikes and they made little airplanes, almost like something you and I might make for the kids, right? And they cycled around and got to learn how to work in formation on the ground on push bikes. And they took Mandy out just before her final exam and they did that for her. And it just struck a chord with me that, you know, we can do anything that we want to do. We can achieve anything that we are willing to work hard enough for and persevere long enough for. So long as we persevere, so long as we're focused and we persevere. So we've got to stop looking back if that looking back is holding us back. We've got to find a trusted buddy who will work with us, work alongside us. And as I said, keep an eye on our blind spot. And then we've got to persevere until the end. So I think some of the lessons that I took from Mandy Hickson include we can become anything that we choose to become, absolutely anything that we choose to become, so long as, first of all, we know what that is, that we've got an end goal in sight. Second thing is we must find a trusted buddy who will work with us, work alongside us, and as I said, keep an eye on our blind spot. And the third thing is we've got to stop looking in the rearview mirror because that looking in the rearview mirror is in fact holding us back. We're measuring our future success, the person that we're going to be in the future, against the person that we were in the past. And that's not necessarily always that helpful. Thank you for joining me for this week's Coffee with Colm. Hope and trust you got something from it. If you have done, you think somebody else would benefit, I'd be delighted if you'd pass the link on. If it's your first time here, you'd like more of this type of stuff, well then go to the homepage, colmobrienmotivation.com, leave me some detail, I'll make sure you get a link like this every week. Most importantly, please consider what's been shared here today and apply it into your thinking for this next week. And then equally as importantly, please come back next week. We'll share another coffee together and I'll ruminate on some other aspect of life and business. Meantime, get some R&R, get some fresh air, get some great coffee. Make next week count, and I'll see you here this time next week for another Coffee with Colm. Sláinte. Ah, I love my coffee. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.